Now to some other voices from the streets of Egypt. Mustafa Kamal al-Sayed is a professor of political science at Cairo University. He hasn't joined in the protests, but he and fellow professors did sign a letter supporting the demonstrators. Today, he encountered one of those protests.
Around 1:30 this afternoon, I saw a demonstration passing, in fact, in front of my house. And the demonstrators were mostly young people, and they were calling for the fall of the regime. And the slogan, which they repeated many times, was change, freedom, justice, humanity.
What is that slogan in Arabic?
This is Taghyir, Hurriya, Adala, Insaniya.
And, of course, he heard many chants for Mubarak to step down, which Professor al-Sayed says should happen if the president doesn't agree to a long list of political, social, and economic reforms.
If he doesn't accept these demands, I think he should step down immediately. I think the only way for this situation to be resolved is for President Mubarak to go away. If he stays in power, I think we are going to continue to see this kind of unrest.
That's Cairo University professor Mustafa Kamal al-Sayed. We also reached Rami Raouf today. He works for a human rights group, and he was among the throngs of protesters in the streets of Cairo.
I joined a demonstration today in a district in Cairo. It's called Imbeba, and it was very huge demonstration. And the police, in the beginning, they did not cordon us or did not start any violence against us. We kept marching freely for around 1 hour and a half. And then suddenly the police showed up everywhere, and they started to surround us, and they started to throw on us stones and glasses and tear gases, and they started to shoot in the air dum-dum bullets to make the people more afraid. And then police vehicles kept rolling on the street against the demonstrators, and then police officers in civilian dress holding their batons went against the demonstrators and started to beat all the demonstrators wearing their civilian dress, not their official dress.
The police were using batons, you're saying, and throwing stones and glass
at
the protesters.
Yes.
Were there any injuries?
Yes, there are many injuries, yes.
Are you afraid, Rami? I mean, with the increased police presence, the tanks, the riot police that are out, are you afraid for your safety?
No.
Why not?
Why would I be afraid?
Well, it could turn violent. It could turn even more violent.
Yeah, it could turn more violent, yeah, but I'm not afraid. I mean, as long as we are saying what we want to say in the street, that's our rights.
But you're not afraid. I mean, if there were to be a crackdown, aren't you afraid for what would happen?
That is the point. Every time Egyptians do any peaceful assemblies, it ends up by excessive violence by the police officers. But nowadays, there are tens of thousands of Egyptians in the streets, so we are more powerful now than any time before.
We are more powerful now than any time before. The words of protester Rami Raouf in Cairo. The protests have spread across Egypt to Suez and to the Mediterranean port city of Alexandria. That's where we reached Suad McKennett, special correspondent for The New York Times. She told us a story about one face-off between protesters and police.
When the police basically understood that there were too many protesters, they were standing face-to-face, and then the protesters were shouting, "This is a peaceful march, and we are one, you know, this is Egypt, we are all Egyptians." And then they started to shake hands with the police, and we saw that some protesters even gave water or other things to drink to the policeman.
How did the police respond?
You know, there were actually, there was one situation where I overheard how a protester spoke to a policeman, and they were both saying to each other, yeah, we also, I mean, the policeman said, yeah, I'm also not happy with what's going on, but, you know, my job is my job. I have to do my job. And they were pretty speechless. It was an incredible situation, actually, to see that those two sides who had been enemies for more than 2 hours, you know, this battle was going on. And then at the end, they shake hands. And you could hear from the policeman that they said, yeah, we at the end of the day, we are also Egyptians. And we don't want to hurt our brothers. For them, it seemed to have been very tough to attack young Egyptians who, at the end of the day, were just trying to protest against what they think is unjust. And many of the policemen seemed to silently agree to what these protesters actually were marching for.
That's Suad McKennett. She's reporting for The New York Times from Alexandria, Egypt.